From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus unveiled the outline of his long-awaited health overhaul bill this morning. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The bill's not that different from the proposal Baucus offered last week to the three Republicans and two Democrats he's been negotiating with all summer long. It would require most people to have insurance and most large businesses to help pay for it. It creates a new marketplace for individuals and small businesses to buy coverage, but does not include a government-run plan as one option. Instead, the measure would provide $6 billion to help create member-owned and run healthcare co-ops. That and an overall price tag of just over $850 billion over 10 years were intended to win at least some Republican votes. So far, that hasn't happened. Instead, what Baucus has managed to do is anger many Democrats who fear the bill is not generous enough. The bill's expected before the Finance Committee next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Afghan election officials today released the results of last month's presidential election. They said incumbent Hamid Karzai won 54.6% of the vote, but the election won't be certified as final until after a UN-backed commission completes its investigation of thousands of fraud complaints. In Kabul today, NATO officials report another three U.S. service members have died. They said they were killed when their vehicle struck a roadside bomb yesterday. Vice President Joe Biden is in Baghdad. Last night, insurgents fired several rockets at the Green Zone in Baghdad, where he spent the night. Two Iraqi civilians were killed. Three Iraqis were arrested for the attacks. Consumer prices rose more than predicted last month in the U.S. economy. Most of the increase came because of the higher cost of gasoline. NPR's Paul Brown has details.
The Labor Department says that overall, consumer prices rose by 0.4% in August. Analysts had expected a 0.3% gain. Gasoline prices caused most of the increase. They were more than 9% higher than in July. Despite the August increase, consumer prices are down 1.5% from August of last year, and they've been falling on an annual basis since March. Stripping out gasoline and food prices, so-called core inflation for August was up slightly. That provides little, if any, incentive for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates to fight inflation anytime soon. Auto prices fell more than at any time since October of 1972 because of the government's Cash for Clunkers program that encouraged trade-ins of old cars. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve reported this morning that industrial production rose 0.8% last month. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 38 points at 97.22, the Nasdaq is up 10 at 21.13, and the S&P is up 7 at 10.60. This is NPR News. Police in Connecticut have questioned a man described as a person of interest in the murder of Yale University graduate student Annie Lay. From member station WSHU, Mark Herz has more.
Officials say the 24-year-old left the New Haven police station about 3 a.m. this morning with his lawyer. He has not been charged. The animal research technician worked in the same lab as Lay. Police executed two search warrants on the man. He provided DNA samples. His apartment was searched and a car neighbors say he used was towed away. Annie Lay's body was found Sunday evening stuffed into a wall in the basement of the research lab where she had gone missing 5 days earlier. Police say they have collected over 150 pieces of evidence from the crime scene thus far, including DNA. They say they've looked over more than 700 hours of video from the lab's security cameras and continue to investigate everyone who had access to the building. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in New Haven.
A Virginia judge has set November 10th as the day John Allen Muhammad should be executed for his role in the sniper attacks that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area 7 years ago. A federal appeals court had rejected Muhammad's argument that he was mentally impaired and shouldn't have been allowed to act as his own attorney during part of the trial. Muhammad planned the shooting spree. He and his teenage accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, killed 10 people and wounded 6 others. Malvo is serving life in prison. Ohio tried to execute a convicted murderer yesterday. Rommel Broom was supposed to be put to death by lethal injection, but technicians couldn't find a usable vein. The governor of Ohio has ordered a 1-week reprieve in his execution. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.